Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go. It's Ian Stewart at the 40 at 641. And this update brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Buy a new home or fix the one you already own with a mortgage or home equity loan. Starting as low as 3.4% APR. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right. Pete Davidson was supposed to be doing a stand-up performance in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And he bailed. He bailed for what he considered was a good enough reason.
What
the person who had booked him disrespected him, he said. He had done something he'd asked him not to do. He says, I can't perform under these circumstances. And he posted a video so that his fans would know why he chose not to perform. Here's what happened. The guy was a little too sarcastic when he told the crowd not to mention Kate Beckinsale or Ariana Grande. And then the guy had asked to do an opening set, but Pete said no because he travels with his own opener.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy did a 5-minute set anyway. So then Pete just said, you know what, I'm out of here. And he's promising a free makeup show, but fans are kind of peeved a little
bit. That's a tough one. I mean, you might have to overlook that sometimes just for your fans.
Exactly.
I know.
Bought tickets and were excited about it.
If they're already there. Like, he didn't cancel earlier. It was five minutes into the show.
Yes. I don't know if that... I think I would have chosen differently.
And I might be asking for a refund if I was a fan. Just saying.
That's tough.
DinaStirt.com.
Jeff Goldblum was living it up in Hawaii over the weekend. He was in town to perform with his jazz band. Did you know he has a jazz band?
Did he back out? No, he did the show.
Well, what happened is somebody swiped stuff from a locker at the resort where he was staying at. He had to call police because he came out soaking wet from a dip at the beach and had nothing to change into because they broke into his locker and stole everything.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I would have done this on purpose just to see him dripping wet coming from the beach. Who would?
Really? Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah.
Really? Do you really want to see him with less clothing on?
Have you not seen him?
I have, and that's why I'm actually agreeing with Kellogg.
Yep.
DinaStirt.com.
Not something I want to see. Not on my bucket list.
Steven Yeun is now a father of two. He played Glenn on The Walking Dead, and I guess we know what he's been doing with his downtime because he and his wife just welcomed their second baby.
Nice.
A little baby girl. So now they've got one of each, and congratulations to them.
Yeah, he was the dumpster diver.
The dumpster
the
diver.
Dead. Huh?
Yes,
remember that
scene? That's a good.
That doesn't give
away.
Yeah.
No, especially if you haven't watched it all, because I had to think back about what you were talking about.
DinaStirt.com.
And director Spike Jonze has joined the list of stars who have had SWAT officers called on their home. However, this was a legitimate situation. SWAT officer swarmed his home yesterday morning after he encountered an intruder armed with a knife. And this standoff apparently lasted for a few hours before the man finally surrendered.
My gosh.
Luckily, everyone is okay as far as we know. But again, we are shocked that a SWAT call actually ended up being for a legitimate reason.
Yeah.
Like, scary.
That's just weird. Like, they were probably like, oh, another one. Oh, wait, hold up.
Yeah.
There is a dude in there. Okay, yeah. We better call in backup.
Sometimes they figure they just knock politely.
Yes.
Like, is this just, somebody pulling our leg or what?
Yeah. We're just glad everybody's okay.
Yeah.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Okay, here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40. Quick check on your forecast. Mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower today, 56 for your high. And now, your favorite gossip, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Buy a home or fix the one you already own with a mortgage or home equity loan, starting as low as 3.4% APR. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's happening, Dina?
All right, Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank. She's used to hearing some pretty creative ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no surprise that she tried to get super creative for her 70th birthday party. A little bit weird. Don't know if you're supposed to say happy birthday or happy death day. She had a funeral themed birthday party last weekend.
Oh,
so in Manhattan, everybody was invited, including her fellow sharks, Mark Cuban, Damon John, Robert Herjavec. And they all came in to gather around her casket to pay their respects.
This is awesome.
So she wanted to hear what everyone would have said at her funeral?
Well, she says, you only die once, you might as well be around for it. And they do say that funerals are the best parties. That's what she says.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pitch that on Shark Tank.
Okay.
A company that throws these parties.
Well,
I'm a shoo-in.
Not a bad idea.
After she was done being dead for a while, mm-hmm. she decided to join the party.
I'm done being dead.
She looked great in her red gown. And just, yeah. I don't know.
That would be cool.
Just a weird concept.
Yeah, you sleep for a while and you pop up out of the coffin and you don't tell a few people.
Yeah, then one of them might end up needing it if you do that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, some drama with Teen Mom 2 star Janelle Evans. This is actually terrible. She fled her home with her kids after she claims her husband killed their dog. David Eason has been accused of killing their dog. We don't know the details on this yet, but police did confirm a man from the home called to say that another man had killed the dog there. So she has taken the kids. She's staying with a friend right now, and the police are investigating to see what this is all about. But we've told you before the stories of David Eason and his temper, and you know, this is just scary to think he could do this.
Take out the kid's dog, mm-hmm. too. They're so close to dogs.
Yeah. So this is the story we're getting from Radar Online, and we'll keep you posted when we hear more details.
Sick.
But hopefully, and glad to hear that at least she and the kids are safe, and we know that they're with someone they can trust.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, congratulations to Kaylee Garris. She was crowned Miss Teen USA on Sunday, and she is from Connecticut.
Wow, very cool.
So congratulations to her. She's got quite the resume. She attends two high schools. She currently volunteers at Yale New Haven Hospital. She's going to enroll in Southern Connecticut State University's nursing program so she can become a trauma nurse.
So why'd she win?
Nice.
Why did she win?
Just kidding. It's like two high schools? I've heard of two colleges, but wow.
One regular high school and a high school for performing arts. So she's she's really trying to do the whole gamut of everything that's available.
Does she sleep?
Probably not.
DinaStirt.com.
And good news, if you're an Empire fan, the Fox series is returning for a sixth season. It has been renewed. However, the network announced they have no plans for Jussie Smollett's character, Jamal Lyon, to return. We told you they were in talks to maybe have him come back. He's still under investigation a little bit for that hate crime. There's still a lot of drama surrounding that for staging the hate crime. But they're saying by mutual agreement they have negotiated an extension to option him for season 6, but that means there are no plans for the character to return as of now.
So he's going to get paid regardless of whether he's on the show or not.
That.
No, I read that earlier this morning.
You know, well, they have the option.
Paid.
Yeah, well, but the thing is, though, now he's going to have to wait to see what happens one episode at a time, just like the rest of us. So there's that as a downside.
I guess.
Still have him shoot scenes, and whether he gets cut or not, don't tell him.
That's true. At least make him work for the money, right?
Yes.
And that's your Dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can buy a new home this May or fix the one you already own with a mortgage or home equity loan starting as low as 3.4% APR. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Tina?
All right, Maisie Williams might want to dump her boyfriend. She plays Arya Stark on Game of Thrones.
And she does it well.
She does.
Oh,
she's
my God,
amazing.
She can kick butt.
And this might be a little spoiler. I'm going to try not to say too much about it. But seriously, people, keep up with the episodes. You have to.
I haven't seen the last half of the episode.
All right, well, I'm not going to say exactly what happens, but she has a moment in this episode, and her boyfriend didn't think that it was right. He wasn't 100% on board with what her moment was, and he was like, shouldn't that have been so-and-so's moment instead?
Okay, so
we need to dump him. And he's not the only person saying that, believe it or not. A lot of people feel like maybe Jon Snow should have been the character to have that moment.
Me too.
Really?
Did you really?
I wasn't happy.
Oh,
really?
No. Oh, no. Now, here, there's a lot of support for her, and I'll tell you why. A lot of people are saying that her entire narrative arc led up to this.
Still.
Which is so true.
Still.
She's a trained assassin, trained by the best swordsman, studied and watched Tywin Lannister, studied and trained with the Hound.
Unnecessary.
Really? I'm not selling you on this, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you, the girl's got a PhD in murdering people, so I mean, she had every right to earn that spot that she got there.
And chalk this up as the most vague conversation we've ever had.
Yeah.
In order not to spoil anything.
Professor
Did you notice
assassin.
That? That was so vague.
Tried.
What about this thing and that thing?
DinaStirt.com.
I still don't know what's going on.
Well, we'll try to be a little more clear with Meghan Markle. Is she in labor? The Duchess of Sussex and her husband, Prince Harry, took a private helicopter to their new home on Tuesday.
That should have been Jon Snow's moment.
Should have been Jon Snow.
Stolen!
In that helicopter. But she's been waiting for the birth of her first child. Now, there was a rumor that she gave birth on April 29th because they saw some ambulances going by.
Is that it? And I was curious what an ambulance was.
Yeah, and so they said, no, that's just a practice run, just in case.
Oh, I see.
But remember, they said the royal baby was due sometime in April, and well, it's May, so we're still waiting, but rumor has it could be as late as May 17th, so we'll have to wait
and
see.
Now, do they do things like when they go to the hospital, there's like 10 ambulances? And they all go in different directions.
Oh, different hospitals.
So you don't know which one she's going to.
That's a
good
idea.
Like in the movies.
Stunt ambulances.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, maybe they will. You should write your suggestion into London.
Yeah. I will.
And see what they think.
I will.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, sad news for Toni Braxton. Her niece, Lauren, has passed away at just the age of 24.
The daughter
of Toni's younger brother, Michael Conrad Braxton Jr., related to a heart condition. And, you know, so police had come to a 911 call. She was unresponsive when they arrived. Very sad news for the Braxton family. Our thoughts are with them today.
DinaStirt.com.
And Vanderpump Rules stars and best friends Jax Taylor and Tom Sandoval. Big trouble between the two of them. Just weeks before Jax is getting married to Brittany Cartwright, a little bit of a change to the wedding party. It looks like Jax is going to be replacing his best man, Tom. Yeah, they had a huge blowout, and so he relieved Tom of his best man duties and replaced him with castmate Tom Schwartz. And the thing is, it sounds like a bad thing, but you know when stuff like this happens, and this is kind of in the Real Housewives realm, you know, it's in the circle, they usually get pay raises. So, you may not have a best friend anymore, but you could end up with a bigger bank account.
That's nice.
It could work out in the long run.
We should do weird stuff like that to get paid more.
Can we?
Like dumb stuff,
And that's usually that.
We already do dumb stuff.
And I get paid less every
time. Lots of dumb stuff. Yeah, get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840 at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.